We had a very busy week between those consecutive Coachella weekends. As you can imagine, many artists came calling to KCRW, and it was around that time that we sat down with British band The Big Pink to talk about their new album, Future This, and they performed a few songs for us live. And here is that session for you, The Big Pink, recorded for KCRW.
This is Stay Gold. back in my home. Does it make sense to see you again? I don't know. I've felt it for some time, no, but not at all. Poison in my head, got lost hearts. Not looking for love, but it's hard to.
It's KCRW Morning Becomes Eclectic. We're here with the Big Pink. Hello, fellas.
Yeah. Hey, man.
How's everything going?
Great. Cool, thanks. Really good.
So the new album is Future This, and I just want to talk about this package for a second because it was really impressive. Were you very involved in the design? Because it feels like, with these photographs, that it's really peering into your personalities and your private spaces a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we were kind of involved from day one, you know. Most of it is, you know, kind of ideas that came from me and Robbie.
Yeah, and those are our pictures from our house, you know that?
If our house was burning down, those are the things we'd grab first.
Well, for those who, obviously, if you don't have the CD yet, which you should do right away, but when you look in the booklet, you guys have arranged a number of personal belongings, sneakers, pets. Wait a second, are you wearing these sneakers at this very moment?
Yeah, I think I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what were the qualifying factors? Because there's some books, there's... Is that a rock collection or... No, eggs.
Oh, yeah, that's an egg collection.
Yeah, I guess it's just things we love and, you know, that we wouldn't want to, you know, lose in a fire.
I guess anything with an emotional attachment
My girlfriend was a little bit upset that there was nothing relevant to her in that mix.
Whoops. And the cover art there is by this guy from New York called Krink, K-R, who is a graffiti artist who I've always been a kind of admirer of, and he kind of invented his own ink, which is K-R ink, Krink, and he just kind of goes around and puts lines everywhere, and they dribble down, and it was just, we thought it was cool that it was just his, they kind of, it just took over our faces and kind of went wherever it wanted to.
Would you say that that culture, you know, like graffiti and hip-hop is a big influence on you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something we've grown up with. I think, you know, we've always grew up with Smashing Pumpkins and Weezer and kind of American rock music, but we also grew up with kind of hip-hop as well, you know, so... And I think this record is a kind of... got a feeling of both those things, really, for us, anyway.
Now, on this album, Future This, you worked with Paul Epworth, who... actually just won the Grammy for Best Producer of the Year. But, you know, he's been doing great work for a long time, Block Party and Future Heads, and he did remixes as Phones. I don't know if he does that anymore. But Adele was really the record that blew him up. And so how was it working with him? Because he's personally a bit of a hero of mine.
We worked with him before on Domino's, and it was just a kind of... it just worked, you know. We got a good kind of understanding and... with each other, and you don't have to talk too much to get the ideas across, you know what I mean? He kind of understands, there was a kind of unspoken word between us. But when we were recording, it was funny because all that Adele stuff was really kicking off. It was like right at that point, and he'd walk in and go, it's number one in 18 countries or something, you know, it's just sold another million records. I'm up for a Grammy, and it was, we were like, well, yeah, it was kind of, we were kind of out of our depth for a little while.
Yeah.
And did you bring him into the process maybe more so than a typical kind of producer role? I noticed he co-wrote.
Because he kind of knew what we wanted to do and where we were going with Big Pink, you know, he followed where we were creatively. When he came up with an idea, I mean, we're not very precious about how we make these songs to a certain extent. Doesn't matter who, if it's a great idea, we'll let it go. And he just came up with some great, great parts. Like things like a Superman and stuff, it was just like, it just seemed to flow really well.
We wrote quite a lot in the studio as well, and just because we were all there in the room together, it transpired that there were a few co-writes.
With Hit the Ground Superman, you know, this is the single that we've been playing quite a bit. Talk about the genesis of that song, because, you know, we love the reference to Laurie Anderson there, and you can hear the sample. Is it actually a sample of the original song?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'd just been to an exhibition with my brother, a Laurie Anderson exhibition at the Hayward Gallery. And I knew she was married to Lou Reed and stuff. I didn't know too much about her. And he said, oh, you've got to hear Superman. It's the weirdest number one single of all time, or number two single in England in the charts. And I went home, listened to it that night, and I was like, oh, wow. We could put a beat behind that and do something really interesting. But again, we just got it in the studio. And
it all just kind of worked out.
It was the quickest song we wrote on the record.
Wow.
It kind of just wrote itself.
It's interesting because it's a little more restrained than your other stuff, which, you know, a lot of your songs, Dominoes, Velvet, Stay Gold, are so epic. Mm. But Hit the Ground Superman is actually a little bit kind of lower key.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's got more of a, it's more kind of driving in a different way. It hasn't got the kind of like sonic assault. It kind of got more of a groove, I guess, maybe.
We always try and do something different with every song.
So that's Milo and Robbie. They are the Big Pink. Thank you very much for coming through KCRW, and we're going to head into your second set, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.